This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Jay. Michael.
And, you know, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and you're always going to have some weird story of what's going on. I probably shouldn't be surprised by this one, but coming from RT.com, an Australian vegan, and she's actually from Perth, so, I mean, even the Australians consider the people from Perth to be even weirder. Western Australia. And she's a vegan, and she has, it seems like she lives in the suburban area, and her neighbor does, you know, some terrible, terrible stuff. Her neighbor has barbecues, smokes cigarettes, and her neighbor's children play basketball. And the vegan has sued. Now, it doesn't look like her case got dismissed because of the merits of her case. It got dismissed because she couldn't put her, I don't know, couldn't come up with the life skills to kind of put the body of evidence together for the case.
Well, you need to prove injury.
Yeah, well, I think that to some extent, I kind of see where she's coming from. She says that, you know, smells are bothering her. And I can absolutely see in some kind of suburban setting how a neighbor could have something emanating from their backyard or their front yard or whatever yard, I don't care, that just stinks to high heaven.
I had the house in Bonsville, Palmer, Mass, that you came down to a few years ago. I had some neighbors, and they would be out there at night smoking cigarettes, and in the summertime I'd have the windows open.
Sure.
And it was annoying.
Yep.
So I said, hey, guys, you know, what can I do to incentivize you to go on your back porch and smoke cigarettes? Because the way the house was set up.
Instead of your front porch.
They go on a back porch. And they were like, something about the wife didn't like something on a back porch. So I actually helped them, like, kind of make, like, a wood patio thing.
Yep.
Like, a few days later.
Help them build a little deck out
and
there.
We basically built it out of some, like, nice heavy-duty pallets that our husband brought home.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along really good with those guys. And they would, so their back porch was like their patio hangout, and they loved it. And this, just the way it was, no smoke came into my house anymore.
Peaceful neighboring.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can be done.
It can be done. You know, I certainly applaud situations like that. I think that, obviously, courts should be your last refuge if you have some kind of problem. But at some point or another, sometimes people need somebody to step in and arbitrate problems.
I wonder if the people that she sued, her neighbors, did a counterclaim.
No, it sounds like the neighbors have asked their kids not to play basketball in the backyard and are apparently smoking elsewhere. So, you know, to keep the peace, it says he removed the barbecue and forbade the kids from playing basketball in the yard. So I don't know what's happening with the smoking. Sorry. I was trying to do it from memory there. But, I mean, you know, this guy's done a lot to make this person happy. I think that it's kind of like some people you can't make happy at all.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time,
I got one of those neighbors right now.
you know, and I kind of feel that a person who uses vegan to describe themselves is probably going to be on that list of a person who's simply not going to be happy.
She's probably grouchy from the lack of meat.
Could be. Right.
The adjustment. You obviously an unhappy person.
You know, our human brains need this fat that essentially comes from mammals, from what I understand, and fish. To, like, function and operate correctly, and this is why a lot of the vegans that I did business with for years in the horse business, I tell them that they're BS crazy, bat-ass crazy, and the one lady goes, "Everybody says that to me!" And she starts screaming at me, and I says, "Well, is everybody wrong?" And, you know, like I said, vegans are usually, you know, irrational, that the ones that I have met about a lot of things, because most of them are vegans You know, because they don't like the idea that there's factory farming. Well, I don't like that there's factory farming either. That's why I buy, you know, my meat from a nice little farm up in Croydon, New Hampshire, Bardo Farm.
Right.
I won't buy it from Walmart.
You can get meat that has not been, you know, processed through factory farms and things like that. That's certainly possible to do. Then it goes to the next step, which is, you know, just animals shouldn't be eaten, or, you know, the next step, animals shouldn't be killed, and then it goes on to being eaten. Because I've kind of wondered, what happens if you hit one with your car? Can I eat it then?
Well,
I mean,
sure.
If the animal just died, can I eat it?
Just look at cows. The species of cows that we have, the reason we even have those species of cows is because, well, man has been raising herds, maintaining herds, breeding them for years, and we've got all these, you know, hundreds of different species of cows that in most wildlife situations, unless they're like in massive herds like the American buffalo, they probably wouldn't hold up. In fact, if you took a herd of Holsteins and just turned them out in the wild, they wouldn't even have to be killed by predators. Winter would just kill them,
right?
For example, or horses.
Well, Holstein would have to be milked, right?
Yeah, the dairy cows. Yeah.
Right. She's gonna rupture within a day's time and probably die from that.
Die of agony from a mastitis infection. You know. Within a week, probably.
Right. And, that, you know, of course, the vegans complain about milk, and, you know, the cows come to be milked. They're being milked voluntarily, best I can tell. So that's an interesting aspect. Of course, we, you know, humans bred them to do that, but I'm not responsible for the actions of a human prior to me. I'm only responsible for my actions. So if a cow needs to be milked, and I milk the cow, I'm doing the cow a favor. It's
the dairy goats. If we milk them twice a day at like 8 a.m. and about 8 o'clock at night, and if you were like 5 minutes late, they were screaming at you like they hadn't eaten yet, and people were like, oh, your goats are hungry, huh? I'm like, no, they want to be milked.
Yes.
Come relieve the pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Another thing that I like to point out to, if I have a vegan conversation, and I don't usually have them, there's, I know Ian had some not too long ago, some vegans called in, and you're certainly welcome. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. And then free, as in Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in. But one of the things I point out is that if we didn't kill things like rats, pigs, rabbits, deer, and basically you pick your R-type mammal, we would be wiped out. Because the deer, the rats, the porcupines, and all these, the woodchucks, these
vermin.
Sort of things, yeah, they're going to eat your vegetables.
Does the term vegan say these sorts of things, like we let rats live?
Right. Well, that's what it means, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when you let the rats live, you're in trouble, because they're a very successful species, right? And you do not want these guys, overpowering you. It's a real problem.
So we go into a... We're doing some shopping before the wedding last year, my wife and I. And she wants to get a certain type of makeup at this makeup place in the mall, Manchester. Now, so I go in there, and there's this girl in there who's selling the makeup, who's, you know, got a vegan tattoo. I don't know if she had something about vegan, but anyway, she was talking about my wife wanted some makeup that wasn't, like, animal-tested and wasn't made from, like, you know, what McDonald's didn't buy, essentially, from the, you know, the major slaughterhouse, which is what most of your makeup's made from, all the renderings. And she's like, so they use bat guano in some makeup.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it.
Poop.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. And so the lady
goes, they use whale vomit in perfume, too.
Oh, nice. So the lady, the saleswoman says, oh, this particular brand is not vegan because it has bat guano in it. So I came up with the idea is, are plants not vegan if you grow them in cow manure or horse manure? You know, because it's not considered vegan if it's, you know, bat guano is using it. So I like teasing the vegans. Well, that spinach right there was chicken poop, was was put in there for fertilizer. So it's not vegan spinach, I tell them.
Yeah, well, it is an issue. And, think about deer for a second. What kind of fence would you have to keep deer out of your cornfield?
About 12 foot.
A big one.
Right.
And then they'll get hung up in it.
And then the groundhogs and the porcupines are digging up underneath.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not possible. It's just not possible. It's basically anti-life. Because if you don't kill off the vermin in some manner or another, then they're going to take over and eat the vegetables, too.
We'll be overrun.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Could be wrong on this. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
The number's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a story here where a vegan in Australia has sued over the barbecues. They use the term barbecue. Let's call it a cookout. Barbecue. I'm from the South, and barbecue has sugar, is a sauce that has sugar in it and vinegar in it.
All sorts.
Yeah. And so you can call barbecue what you want. But
that sauce could be vegan, huh? Barbecue sauce?
Yeah, sure. Barbecue sauce could. Let me tell you how you can take Bitcoin in your business. You got to help me take Bitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. This really is easy. I'm talking about if you have a Bitcoin wallet already, it won't take you 5 minutes to begin accepting cryptocurrency at your business. Help me take Bitcoin.com. It's a point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance software. Yeah, the sign-up is easy with no ID verification, no paperwork. You can easily accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and more. Help me take Bitcoin.com. It's great service, and I think you'll be happy with it. Help me take Bitcoin.com. Now, I've got another story here about veganism, and I figured I'd just run them back-to-back because it seems like it's appropriate. This is another one from RT. Maybe they've got something against vegans over there at RT. But I think that people like to feel sanctimonious about vegans. I certainly do. Because I think they're wrong. Right? You know?
I believe the human brain has evolved because of eating animals.
I think that there's a pretty good argument for that, and I've certainly heard that.
I have
that
no
made.
Proof. It was just a theory I've concocted.
Well, so it was, as I understand, one of the prevailing theories is that it's a need versus ability situation, right? So the primate that was, the hominid that was the predecessor to man had a big brain for what it was, needed more calories to keep the brain going. So it would find the carrion kills of predators and figured out how to use tools to crack open skulls. The skulls would still contain the brain tissue, which is fatty and, nutritious. And then, so what they'd do is they'd go around finding kills, get what they could off of them, use their, the opposable thumbs, whatever, eat the meat and eat these sorts of things, and beat the head open, get the brain tissue, and then they have some fat. Now, they, of course, ate fruits and nuts and whatever they could find in the wild.
Grubs and all kinds of bugs, whatever they could find.
Whatever they could find, but then as they got the calories, the brain continued to grow because this was their unique selling proposition as a species, right? That's what we are as a species. We're the smart ones. And, we don't have the claws, we don't have the teeth, we don't have the ability to run super fast and short distances. We can do a couple of things pretty well, and that is think and run for long distances. And that's about it. We're walkers as opposed, fast walkers and that kind of thing. We can chase prey down, the ones that run quickly. We can track them and keep chasing them until they just get exhausted
and
die.
On a horse or in Florida on a swamp buggy with all your buddies.
Whatever it takes,
and
right?
A bunch of beer.
Well, there's not a lot of people that are still doing the old hunter-gatherer chase down prey until it dies of exhaustion these days on planet Earth, but they do exist. They're probably not getting filmed on YouTube. Anyway, going on with this article here, YouTubers being bullied for quitting veganism. Former vegan stars on social media, I used air quotes on that, stars. Everybody's a star these days. I'm a star, huh? Social media complained that they've been harassed for daring to eat eggs and meat again. Perhaps they should have thought ahead when they were influencing millions into their restrictive and unbalanced diets. Looks like Giovanna Mendoza doesn't really take much to veganism, does she? That's the author here. You promised weight loss, acne-free skin, firmer buttocks tone, improved moods, benefits to the environment, and the moral glow of walking with the superior path. In fact, each of you proselytized not better diets, but entire life overhauls. You sold ads on your videos, diet books, retreats, and T-shirts. You look people in a, you took people in a spiritual journey, persuading them to spend hours in the kitchen hollowing out avocados and soaking lentils, and hours on the internet buying the best organic makeup of your personalized, with your personalized discount codes, and then you quit. What did you think was going to happen? Athlete Tim Schieff shows his strength while cooking. This guy here up on his elbows doing a handstand, basically. Later confessed that he no longer has been able to train well due to his diet, vegan diet. A little wonder that each of you and your new videos is now peppered with comments calling them fakes and traitors and demands for refunds at a quicker rate than you can clean them up. I'm not heartless. I understand that your diet caused you to stop having periods or suffer from anemia or set your body into a perpetual state of menopause. I understand that you were driven to such animal madness by your diet that you saw some chickens run around a farm, bought their eggs from a farmer, and sucked them raw. I also appreciate that eggs were organic, as the hens were not just some supermarket thing, but like really free. But you probably, you are probably doing the right thing, and it's good that that you've dropped this urine and kale-based diet. But did you not deal with this ethically? You did not care to speak about your worsening health on in the months and years leading to this point. Instead, you continued to radiate that new age tinged Stepford Wives positivity, always talking about how colorful the food is and how relaxed you feel. And I do often, well, you know, I mean, if you talk to vegans, they'll usually tell you how healthy they feel, right?
Well, so I'm 40 years old. I have a lot of close friends that, you know, they became vegetarian, they became vegan, and then they got weak, they got sick. You know, the period is every 22 days or every 18 days, or it's doesn't happen for a couple of months with some people. I have another friend. He is same age as me, did bodybuilding, went vegan, and he says that he chemically neutered himself, literally soy boyed himself, as he refers to it. And he thinks he hurt himself. He thinks he's done irreparable damage with his veganism that he did for like 6 years, cranking a bunch of soy, and he wishes he never went down that road. I've seen so many people go to be a full-blown vegan and then come out of it.
I can see, like, if you have a complaint with factory farms, believe me, I have a complaint with factory farms, too.
They're all government subsidized, and that's why they exist.
And if you have a problem with factory farms, there are lots of choices that you can make that, they don't use factory farming. There's meats.
Get on Craigslist. It's everywhere in New Hampshire. All milk, meat, all kinds of organic everything.
Right. Eggs. There's fish out there. You can get the wild caught, whatever. I wonder about fish and fish farming. It seems like we've got to come up with some system for all the people on the planet to be able to consume seafood. But nonetheless, it's not factory farmed. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Coastal South Carolina could get hit pretty hard by Hurricane Dorian over the next couple days. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds everyone,
complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says talks are continuing about a possible deal to remove some U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
President Trump continues,
we have great warriors there. We have great soldiers, but they're not acting as soldiers. They're acting as policemen, and that's not their job.
A U.S. troop withdrawal depends on the success of ongoing negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. But we've been talking vegans tonight here on Free Talk Live. And I think this is, you know, it's the group that the internet loves to hate. And, you know, I'm not saying that I don't think they deserve it a little bit. What's the joke? A CrossFitter, an atheist, and a vegan walk into a bar?
Tell me.
Oh, we didn't have any. There's really nothing else, but they just told us right away. Right? You know, like the idea is that you can't be a CrossFitter or an atheist or a vegan without telling people constantly. And, yeah, well, you know, I think that there's, to some extent, those groups have earned that, you know, bias, especially the vegans these days. They seem to be the new ones.
So I got a little correction. I was in the last segment. I was talking about a friend of mine who was a bodybuilder and did the whole soy vegan thing.
Yeah,
he had done this for about 20 years actually,
okay,
and really believes that he's done damage to himself. He's totally suppressed his testosterone. He's like, you know, he's got like a and he's got some other issues too. Like he's, you know, a lot of anxiety and all kinds of things, but he's done a lot of research on trying to straighten himself out, and basically he really considers soy to be a lot of the culprit, but the fact that he just didn't eat any any meat for 20 years.
Some people, you know, think soy is terrible. Other people are huge believers in it. You know, I mean, I'll eat it if they put it in front of me. Those, that miso soup they serve at the Japanese restaurants, I like that.
Yeah. My wife doesn't want me consuming soy. She doesn't want it suppressing my testosterone.
There you go.
And she thinks that, like, that leads to, well, I shouldn't say she thinks. She's done some research that, like, later on in a man's life, it's like testosterone is very important, so you don't want to suppress it at any point.
Yeah, it keeps you going.
Yeah.
Keep her happy.
Well, yeah.
And you happy.
Yeah.
At this point, like, first and number one is if the wife has some kind of dietary thing that she thinks is best, you probably should go with it because, you know, she's the one who's likely going to be making the meals. So,
yeah.
You know, there you go. Whoever's making the meals probably gets to, you know, to some extent, say how the diet goes.
I would say that checks out for me.
Yeah. My wife's not going to make beans and weenies for me, or you know, there's all kinds of stuff that she just, you know, finds distasteful. She's not going to make it, and whatever the situation may be. We'll get back to the vegan talk here in just a minute, but Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire is calling in. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, an Alabama prison inmate, Angela Yvonne Allen, is doing time for a stabbing murder down in Alabama, and her daughter paid a lawyer to represent the defendant on the appeal.
Okay.
And just one problem. The lawyer who was filing the appeal paper isn't a lawyer in Alabama. He's a lawyer in Florida.
Mm.
And so he filed the papers, and the court rejected it because it wasn't notarized and wasn't signed and wasn't signed by an attorney licensed in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. I've gone down this road before.
So the daughter went and found a lawyer to take care of the situation, but guess what? It's too late. Now the deadline for filing an appeal is passed. So, you know, they were going to appeal based on ineffective assistance of counsel during the original
trial. And then
trial.
Got some more ineffective assistance of counsel.
Yeah, so, and now it's too late. Imagine being convicted of a murder and you're appealing, saying that you didn't have effective assistance of counsel, and because lawyers bungle the case, dishonest, crooked, and you know what happens to the lawyer? The lawyer gets suspended by the state of Florida for 1 year.
Well, I'm sure that, whatever happens to him, it doesn't really matter to me what happens to this other person. I think that there's also, one needs to look at the state on this, too. So the state will keep somebody in jail for 2, 3, sometimes 4 years awaiting a trial. Now, this is in a country where the right to a speedy trial is guaranteed by the highest law in the land.
On paper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a lie, but you know, Americans, I don't know, we don't believe it. We don't believe that you get a speedy trial. We just go on acting like these liars and thieves that are supposed to represent our government out there. Well, we can't. What are we gonna do? Just gotta have liars and thieves.
Let's say you can't make bail, and so you have to wait in jail for your trial, and then when, let's say your trial was supposed to be today in Florida or Georgia, and they're using this hurricane as an excuse. Granted, it is a rather good excuse for closing the courthouse. But then, okay, when they, let's say they open the courthouse back up on Friday, you say, okay, now let's go to trial. Oh, no. The docket for Friday is already filled up. With the next available appointment, let's see how many months it is that we can squeeze you in, you know, 2 or 3 months later. They do stuff like this, and then they whine like crybabies when people go out and kill cops to punish the government.
Oh, God. Here we go again, Tom. Thanks for the call.
So to comment on this, first off, Tom brings up that, like, something wasn't notarized and something wasn't signed.
Right.
So when I fought the town of Palmer on the property tax, all of the stuff that they filed into the court had no signature on it. Remember when you guys came down to my place and I showed you the judgment from tax court?
Yep.
And from land court? There was no signature on it.
Right.
So I appealed this at the federal level. So when we, you know, there's rules of procedure in court. And when the actors that call themselves government,
yep,
don't follow these rules, it doesn't matter.
No, they just do whatever they want.
They have the guns.
So the feds just turned it back and said no problem?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. They don't need a signature. You know, you don't have to have a seal from the court. Even in the rules of procedure in Massachusetts, it explicitly states they didn't want to hear nothing about it. And if you or I don't, dot an I or cross a T, same thing. And another thing he was talking about with these people awaiting trial for a few years, Mark Stevens' show, I was listening to his podcast the other day, which his show is not on LRN on Saturdays anymore because Mark Stevens' father had gotten sick or passed away or something, and so he's kind of been a little inconsistent. But this afternoon his show was on in the afternoon on the LRN network, and he was talking about how there was this guy who sat in a jail cell for something like 24 and a half months.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't do bail. He didn't really have anyone to supply him bail.
And a lot of times they don't give bail.
And a friend of a friend's kind of helped him out a little bit. And when it came to his court date, they did discovery, and the prosecution didn't have any evidence whatsoever that this alleged crime was committed. There was just no evidence of this. So they dismissed a case after, the third hearing. But this dude sat in a jail cell for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And now this is what one of the things I want to see, candidates run for, especially in New Hampshire, one of the platforms should be for the Libertarians, is to strip judges and prosecutors of their immunity. Because this is malicious prosecution. This happens every single day in America.
Yes, it does.
Every single courtroom. And quite simply, just like my thing is and Mark Stevens' thing is, provide the evidence that your Constitution and your code apply to me.
Right.
And
I think something that's really important to point out here is that the state drags its feet for 24 months and dismisses a case, but if they find you guilty after 3 years, they give you 60 days to for an appeal. It varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, but that's not an entirely inaccurate statement.
Yep.
Characterization. They give you 60 days. Their rules are not your rules. They do what they want.
Right.
They're tyrants, despots, parasites.
Prosecutors and judges need to be stripped of their immunity because there is no incentive for them to be good actors. And I believe 90% of cases that are prosecuted, there is no evidence that the code violation even applies.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. More vegan talk.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about, a few different issues with veganism. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
Yeah, this article here from RT.com is talking about vegan influencers, which the author here, Igor, I want to mess this last name up, Orgordodev, I don't know, is not very happy with these vegan influencers, many of them of whom have stopped being vegans because they're noticing health problems. Now, you can determine that those health problems are related to veganism. I don't know. I have heard people say great things about being vegans. I just don't have the constitution to try it. I just don't. I cannot give up meat. Sorry. So I'm not going to be too sanctimonious about it all. But when it comes to these vegan influencers who, in some cases, have given up meat and then don't even tell their audience for a while. And then they get caught eating some fish or something, and then the audience begins to go crazy, you know, because a picture has been taken of an influencer hamburger or whatever.
You know, they feel like the preacher at the mega church that gets, you know, caught with a prostitute.
Sure.
Or a prostitute, or a little boy prostitute, yeah. Or a young child, or
right.
Something.
There are some correlations here because this is a, you know, closely held faith based belief. And when, you know, the leader, the person who's benefiting financially, as a matter of fact, in a lot of cases, just, you know, goes ahead and turns the other direction, they're really hated by both sides at that point.
Yeah.
Because, have a little compassion for the backslider.
Well, if you try veganism and then decide it's not for you, I can, you know, totally feel that way for you. However, if you try veganism, become an influencer, and then especially if you decide that you're going to continue to pretend to be vegan and benefit from all your past videos or whatever it is that you're doing, because basically, what do you think, Michael? If somebody becomes, goes from vegan to carnivore or omnivore or whatever they are, should they take down all their past videos?
No. should keep it as like a chronicle of their life.
Well,
steps they're making.
But I mean, videos in many cases, I just watched a video last night that was 4 years old on how to fix something that I had. And, you know, it was just as useful for me today as the day they made it 4 years ago. And presumably they got a, you know, small pittance of a, you know, for me watching it. And that's what's happening in some cases with these people who are out there, I'm a vegan, and then they're not anymore. You know, like to some extent, it's some disingenuousness, I kind of feel like.
Yeah, that happens on the internet.
Yeah, it sure does. And
let the marketplace decide.
Exactly.
They'll just lose followers, right, if the people get disenfranchised with them. And the problem is they know how app extreme. That's my biggest problem with vegans in general is how extreme they get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, some of these people throw absolute 3-year-old hissy fits, you know, because, you know, they can see the genitalia of a horse from the road. I mean, this is something that actually happened in Cape Cod.
Look away.
This lady wanted the horses to wear diapers. She wanted it to be a law. Actually petitioned the town council and everything with it. Of course they laughed at her, but she freaked out, and that's, you know, she was one of these vegan people that also, and but the thing is the market will decide, and if you're going to be full of BS and you're going to lie about things, and people just quit listening to you.
I think they will at some point or another, but what I'm saying is that they deal with sort of heat from both sides. And one of the things I would say to somebody who decided that it's they're best off eating meat is that all your old videos that go out there and say that it's better to just be on a vegan diet, I'd say you're still harming people with those videos if you...
Oh, because the information you have now discovered is wrong. It'd be like a scientist saying, oh, yes, put this solution of these chemicals on your skin. And, well, he does this for 2 years, and he gets skin cancer.
Right.
And then not going back and, you know, updating the videos and at least saying, well, this caused cancer or whatever, you know.
Something. So I'm of the opinion that they should go back, and they're getting heat from both sides, and I think they deserve it. You know, if you've got vegan, obviously... If you portray yourself as a vegan for some years and that you're given recipes and talking about how awesome it is that and you get these followers and they're sending you money and through the Patreon and they're watching your videos or whatever they're doing, and then
you become a shiller.
Well, right? Yeah, I think it's not a problem if you're a shill for something you believe in, right? I mean, shill kind of indicates it's not something you necessarily believe in. So if you're promoting something you believe in, that's cool.
And then you don't believe it anymore, or you come across evidence that
right.
The belief is wrong.
I've changed my mind on lots of issues.
Then you become a shiller if you keep on pushing this thing for profit, is the way I understand the word shill.
And I think that's an interesting point. You've actually helped me think of something newly, is that Free Talk Live has every one of its episodes available for... like 18 years going back at archives.freetalklive.com. Free. Other radio programs simply will not do this for you, but Free Talk Live does. I think the NPR shows will do it too. But Free Talk Live makes it available to you for free. And my opinions have absolutely changed on topics, from year to year. There's some topics
And you tell us when your opinions change.
Right.
I've heard you say, I thought differently about this at one time.
And now I don't, unlike YouTube, we don't sort of serve up old episodes to people. You'd have to go hunting for them. And so when you go hunting for the episodes at archives.freetalklive.com, you have to put in the year, you have to put in the month, and it'll serve up all the episodes in that month, either 28 of them to 31 of them, depending on the month.
So have you redacted any of them?
No, I wouldn't do that because, I feel like, it's history, right? Like, it's just what you had said previously.
And it would be a pain in the butt.
And, it's simply not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I guess my defense on that would be is that when we serve up episodes to people, we're serving the newest episode. We're not sending some old episode as though it's the new one. And so, therefore, if you want... my reasoning on a topic as it exists today, then you're going to have to listen to today's show. If you want my reasoning on a topic as it existed 12 years ago, then by all means, go back there and listen to it. But it's not like they're going to stumble across that 12-year-old episode.
I do download some of the really old Free Talk Live and listen to it, like, when I'm out, like,
yeah,
you know, running the chainsaw or something with my earplugs,
yeah,
you know, earphones in, just because there's no cell phone service, and I just,
right,
you know. I think it's fun to listen to, you know, you guys
talking, episodes,
you know, a dozen years ago.
Yeah, it's completely different.
A vegan pee. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, God.
that was in this article where,
yeah,
it just, like, randomly mentioned Tim has dropped his urine and kale-based diet. Urine? Why are we drinking our pee?
Okay. Well, I hope you've done some research on this. I think you
goats
have.
Goats do it all the time.
But it's...
I'm not a goat.
Goats drink their own
I
pee.
I never researched drinking my pee until 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is done, and it is... it's a thing. I wouldn't call it a good thing, but people do it.
I bet there's a club for pee drinkers.
I think
vegan pee drinkers. Let's clarify.
Yeah, I think you need to do a lot of research on this kind of thing before you get into it. But it is absolutely. I think it came from the Ayurvedic diets, but I may be wrong on that.
Well, I know if you, like, cut your leg open, peas, you know, like, for example,
it's sterile, right?
It's sterile. So, like, you know, you cut your, yeah, watch a guy do this. He cuts his leg open. We're out spreading cow manure. It's like not a good place to have your leg cut open.
No, that sounds bad.
And
around manure.
And he was a Mexican guy, and he comes up to me. He's like, "You got to pee?" I'm like, "No." He goes the next guy, "You got to pee? Pee on me." And well, he said it in Spanish to the other guy, but and then he wrapped a hanky around it and just kept on working.
Good for him.
You know.
Yeah, well, that's just goes to show the how people will you know, work hard. I have met people who do this. I have heard people advocate for it. They'll make every claim in the book to, you know, justify it. I have obviously no personal experience. There's plenty of research one can do on the internet regarding it. I would say that before you take on any kind of very questionable activity like this, you do your research. I don't think it sounds very bad.
I would want them to show me.
Yeah.
You drink your pee? Prove it.
Right. Well, that's the first step, right? It's gonna show me that you can survive this. But I don't think it's something that you couldn't survive. It's a waste material. It seems like your body's getting rid of it for a reason, but I think it's just a bad idea.
Show me it's great.
Yeah.
Nitrogen is what plants want, I swear.
Well, yeah, right. Put it on your tomato plants, right?
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Why waste it any other way? Put it on the plants. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I hear you guys commercial, almost everything that happens with a lot of these people, like your skin and everything, I mean, that's true. And with me, well, I'm 60. I had arthritis in my hands and my elbows from doing carpet, all the yanking and pulling up. You don't notice it when it first happens, but as time goes, boy, this used to hurt me, and it doesn't hurt anymore. You know what I mean? You don't even think about it. It's just gone. It's just all these little things that disappear.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.